Hey, and thanks for listening to the Big Time Talker podcast on the Blog Talk Radio Network, live from Washington, D.C. Burke Allen here, and the podcast is service of Speaker Match, the world's largest virtual online speakers bureau. If you're a speaker or a meeting planner, you need to find out how to do speaking engagements in this new virtual world. Log on to speakermatch.com. Hosea Stanford is our guest today on the program. He joins us from Cincinnati, Ohio. We're going to talk about how to maintain a positive mindset in the time of coronavirus. Hosea, you're a young guy. You're 23. You're there in Cincinnati, Ohio. You do some acting. You do some modeling. You work in the apparel and fashion industry. You're a whole lot different than the folks that we have had the opportunity to talk with on the podcast. So first of all, I want to thank you for spending some time with us. What do you think is what you see out there is the millennial reaction to the pandemic?
Oh, well, first, Burke, I want to first give back to you, man. Thank you for letting me hop on this call because it really just shows how much value you bring to other people for me to hop on here. And basically, the mindset I see is for millennials now is that, you know, we found out that you have to be independent. You have to have multiple streams of income. You have to have more than one way you make money than just working a job. And, you know, a lot of us are not just my age, but, you know, we want results now, right? We want results to where, you know, we have stability. We have money coming in to where we don't have to stop what we're doing. And, you know, we want to have that increased, you know, level of income. So in this stage right now, you might see a lot of millennials using social media, you know, like to share their brands. Like when it comes to cosmetics or hair business, or you might see people, you know, sharing their type of business, it's through social media, because this is a crucial time for us to take advantage of, you know, everybody being at home. And before then, we didn't really have that type of access because we were just more stagnant on sharing a business, you know, rather than getting more engagement. So during this time has really put us in an advantage to really, you know, show a lot of people what we're doing, what we got going on. So I feel like a lot of millennials inside this time that have the same business mindset or the positive mindset of growing our own business, it's really been a crucial time for us to really expand that.
We're talking with Hosea Stanford in Cincinnati, Ohio. He's a Forex trader and investor. And a young guy, he's 23 years old, so we wanted to get that millennial background and mindset in the time of coronavirus and COVID-19. And I'm curious, Hosea, if you feel like young people may be a little better positioned to deal with this change, because you guys all grew up online. You grew up in the world of social media. You grew up in having a cell phone always in your hand. So do you think that's an advantage as people tend to hunker down more and physically distance from one another?
You know, it's really a different perspective on that. You know, it really depends on the person's mindset, right? It really depends on where the person's, where they stand at, you know, because a lot of times it don't really matter about the age factor, I believe. It really matters about the exposure, you know, because a lot of times we all got presented to something. We all got presented to ways we can make money. Like, you look at back in the day, right? Like for me, before I was born, you know, we had libraries, we had books and stuff like that. And now all it is that education is more advanced now. We have stuff on the cell phone. It's all about opportunity. Because back then, you know, we had engineers. We had people that did different, you know, trade. We had people that did different careers and backgrounds, but it took time to do it. It took time to become successful. And the people that, you know, were not able to take advantage of that, these are people that I feel like they didn't really want to take that extra stuff. You know, they just wanted to say, oh, this is not for me. You know, they didn't take it. But you look at the people that took advantage of the knowledge we had back then, they're the ones that can really, you know, take advantage of this opportunity. Like, even the situation we're in right now inside this pandemic, because it all comes down to an open mind, you know. So it really depends on, it's not really the age factor, I believe. It's really about the, you know, how willing are you, how open are you to learning? How open are you to, you know, to new opportunities, you know? So I really don't feel like it's the age factor. It really just depends on, you know, that person is open enough to learn something new.
I noticed, Hosea, in looking through your information, that you do a lot of work in the community, and one of the things that you advocate a lot for is the deaf community. Why is that community in particular important to you personally?
Yeah, man. So just a little bit about me. I have two siblings. I have an older brother, and I also have a younger sister, which they both are deaf. And, you know, a lot of people ask me growing up, like, how do you handle having a deaf brother and sister? Like, how do you handle, is it different? Is it hard? And, you know, is it very difficult? And growing up with them is nothing different. You know, the only thing that was different was, you know, I had to use sign language and I couldn't, you know, talk to them. But they still would fight me. They still would play sports. You know, we still can count on each other, you know, have fun and stuff like that. It was nothing different, you know. So it really showed me that a lot of times, you know, they might get labeled or they might get, you know, looked at the wrong way than what they usually are. Like, this is a short story. My brother, who's older than me, he actually graduated with a mechanical engineering degree. So it's like, before he graduated from college, he was in high school, and he literally graduated with over a 4.0 GPA, basically. He took AP calculus and took a test, and he passed the AP calculus test. And now, how many kids do you know can pass the AP calculus test? Like,
that's amazing.
So, you know, it showed, like, exactly. And for him to be deaf, like, you know, that really showed, like, hey, like, he's a genius and he's deaf. You know, just because he can't hear a talk doesn't mean he has to be labeled or set back. So, you know, just being that, I wanted to be that voice for them to let people know, like, hey, they're regular people. They just can't hear a talk. They just have, well, I look at it as an advantage because, you know, as you lose one sense, you become stronger in some of your other senses. So it's like, I feel like that's one of their God-given talents to become better. But, you know, it's just, I really want to, you know, be that person and help be a voice for them, because a lot of times they don't have nobody to speak for them. So whatever types of ideas they have, I want to just be that platform for them to use, you know, to eventually get out to other people to get more exposure for the deaf people.
Hey, we're talking to Hosea Stanford in Cincinnati, Ohio today. He is our millennial that we wanted to get input from. He's 23 years old, but he's done an awful lot in his life. He is an actor, a model, and has done some work in apparel and fashion. He's a community activist who does lots of work in the deaf community there, and also is a Forex trader and investor. Big entrepreneurial background, and I'm curious, as a young entrepreneur, if you feel like, man, I'm fighting with both hands tied behind my back, you know, just as folks your age are getting out of college and moving on to the next phase of their life, or getting out of high school. They're doing that heading into this horrible job market where there are 30 million people as of this podcast who are filing for unemployment, and many of those entry-level jobs across all sectors just aren't there. So do you feel like you're at any kind of disadvantage right now?
Oh, no. You know what's crazy? I'm going to give you guys a different perspective. I'm going to give you a different perspective, right? I feel like every time you have a big setback, that means it's built for something. For a built comeback, right? So, but this, all we got right now is time, right? I mean, of course, we got the job situations and stuff like that. That stuff we can't control. Like, we couldn't control the virus, right? So, right now, all I see is time. And time creates opportunity. So, I don't know if you guys read the book, Think and Grow Rich, but in that book alone, just by reading the title says Think and Grow Rich. So, all you got to do is think about something and grow rich from it, right? So, what I've been challenging a lot of people, I've been challenging everybody. I said, you want to write down goals, right? You want to write down, you know, what do you like to do? You know, what do you like to do? What do you like about yourself? Because these things right here, these are going to put you around like-minded individuals. So the first thing you want to do is, like, for a lot of people that's stuck in life or that feel like they're stuck right now inside this pandemic, you want to come up with, like, plans you're going to do. You want to come up with what you're going to do after this pandemic, or what do you want to accomplish, right? So, a lot of people now that's been doing that same type of activity, they've been writing down different types of, you know, businesses they want to run or groups they want to start. And what it's going to do is it's going to put them in a position so after the pandemic, they can just really have a lot of exposure, because now all you're doing is promoting your brand. You're promoting your business right now, because all everybody have it right now is time. Everybody's at home watching Facebook, scrolling through Instagram. You know, they're watching YouTube videos. So it's a good time to make some do-it-yourself videos about whether it's your car, whether it's about your hair, cooking, you know, your family, whatever it is. It's a good time to start that, because all you have is time, and people at home literally looking for something to do, and you need to be in front of their face. You need to be in front of them, you know, showing them, like, hey, this is me. I'm giving you something, you know, encourage. I'm giving you something that's valuable so they can be stuck to you and also learn from you. so it can be long term. And what that's going to do is it's going to expose them. It's going to expose you to other people because they're going to be sharing you. So it's a good time for everybody to really just take advantage of this time we have. I don't feel like it's a disadvantage. I really, really love this time, to be honest. Only thing I'm missing is vacation.
Vacation and your favorite food. I understand. Jose Stanford, our guest today. He's 23 years old. He's in Cincinnati. And we put him on the podcast to talk about how millennials are viewing the pandemic and the aftermath. And you're viewing it in a very positive way. And I think that's fantastic. I wonder, as a person of color, if you have any thoughts on why it is that the pandemic seems to be affecting people of color in a disproportionate way, and if there's anything we can do about that.
Well, I mean, I feel like people of color, I mean, it's really kind of a hard kind of discussion to really talk about, because it's like, how can I say? It's like more of a, I want to say opportunity. I just feel like it's more of a sense of awareness. Like, you know, I feel like we got presented a lot of opportunity. It's just now, instead of us having to put like another person on it or saying that somebody's stopping us, I feel like we just got to ask more questions and go around it, you know, find a better way to get involved, you know, a better way to take advantage of opportunity. A lot of times we don't have that source, that person that really guide us through everything. So it's a really good time for us to do research and to see what it is we need to get help or what it is we need to get the answer solved so we can get, you know, the new potholes filled. But for us, I mean, I feel it's really just, it's kind of harder, you know, but I feel like once we can, like, really, like I said, do research, plug in with the right people, get the right type of guidance to help get our problems filled, that should really help us around this time.
Our guest, Jose Stanford, joins us from Cincinnati. We're talking about millennials in the era of coronavirus and the pandemic. I agree with you, Hosea, in that I think there's an awful lot more that unites us than divides us. And there's a spotlight in the media that seems to shine on all those things that push us apart instead of the things that we all have in common. I wonder, as we wrap up with you today, if there's something you would like older folks, older Americans, to know about millennials, something maybe that we get wrong, that you know, we totally have misconceptions about. What do you want us to know about folks in your age group?
Oh, yeah. Man, first, Berg, I want to thank you for you asking that question. A big thing I want to say is this, like, you know, we can't control time. You know, we all was the same age before. We all was my age at one time. And I want you to look at yourself, like, as yourself, you know, how did you want to be, you know, looked at when you was 23? How did you want to be looked at when you was 20? You know, don't look at the position. Don't look at the time frame of what was going on. Just look at how you want to be viewed as a person, because we're doing the same thing that you was doing, you know, at your age. You know, we got the same mindset. A lot of us are struggling, you know, a lot of us struggling mentally, emotionally, and we don't have that type of, you know, charisma or patience. We don't have that type of guidance, that mentorship, or that person that was in that light, you know, our life yet, you know. So look at the time. Just look at the time, because, you know, I might not be able to see. I mean, knock on wood, but I haven't been able to see 50 years yet, 40 years yet, 30 years yet. So you can't really say you're too young to do something. You're too young to do something, because as you see today, people are kids, 10, 15, 20 years old. They becoming billionaires. Millionaires, you know, and it's like that has nothing to do with time, you know. So now it's just learn how to have another perspective. Learn how to just don't look at it in a different way. Just ask questions like, why are they doing that? You know, what's making them do that? You know, have another perspective when it comes to us. You know, give us like I said, don't give us a chance. You know, of course not. We're all grown adults, but just, you know, ask us. You know, ask us, build a relationship. You know, see what's going on. Ask first, because we want to learn from you guys. I know a lot of us may not, they might be stagnant on, they know everything, but we don't. We don't know everything. I don't know anybody that knows everything. I hope we don't. But, you know, just, like I said, take time, have patience, and build relationships with us. You know, learn us. You know, I want to learn from you guys. It's just, let's exchange knowledge, because the past and upgraded, you know, to now, it's upgraded now, and technology going to keep upgrading as well. So I feel like we should just exchange ideas. Exchange thoughts, and let's learn from each other instead of having an ego, having a pride of, you know, who is better than who. Let's just, hey, let's combine it. Let's become better. let's become better as one, because having a group of people is way better than having one person by itself. So that's just my perspective on it. That's how I feel like we should all basically be looked at from, you know, different, you know, age ranges. But that's my perspective right there.
I love it. Hosea Stanford, our guest today on the Big Time Talker podcast. He is a graduate, a proud graduate, as he should be, of the electronic classroom of tomorrow. Very sharp young man from Cincinnati, Ohio, 23 years old, with your whole future in front of you. Thanks for sharing your perspective on the Big Time Talker podcast today.
Thank you, sir.
That's Hosea Stanford, and I'm Burke Allen in Washington, D.C. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks to our sponsors at SpeakerMatch.com. We'll see you again tomorrow. Have a great week. Stay safe, stay healthy. Thanks for listening. Bye, everybody.